this is Scott Walker. On this special edition of the Musical Almanac, I'm going to tell you the story of a remarkable woman. Our tale begins in 1921. Frederick Banting and Charles Best announce the discovery of insulin. William Lyon Mackenzie King becomes Canada's 10th Prime Minister. And Agnes MacPhail becomes the first woman to be elected to the House of Commons. In the entertainment world, Canada's Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks are the most popular movie stars, but a young actor named Rudolph Valentino opens in The Chic and causes a great stir, especially among female fans. And the king of jazz, Paul Whiteman, continues to dominate the record charts with 5 number one hits in that single year. One of them, My Mammy, is on the verge of becoming the number one hit on May the 21st, the date that our story really begins. Calgary, Alberta, whose future as the oil capital of Canada and indeed North America is only being hinted at, is the birthplace of Eileen Mary Freeze. Her parents, Wilfred and Florence, are recent arrivals from England. Eileen grows up in Calgary, excelling in Latin and literature and enjoying outdoor activities with the Girl Guides and membership in the Anglican Young People's Association. Eileen is also a gifted pianist, sharing her gift by giving lessons. Eileen graduates from high school around about 1938. At the same time, Hollywood producer David O. Selznick finally ends one of the longest casting conundrums in Hollywood history, a talent search that has seen Selznick audition every leading lady in Hollywood, only to have his search end when he's introduced to the object of his quest by his brother on the day he begins to film his epic. Selznick announces that Vivian Leigh will play the lead character in the movie that will become one of Eileen's favorites. Gone with the Wind and the Jimmy Stewart classic It's a Wonderful Life will become Eileen's favorites. Her favorite music ranges from the classics to the swinging sounds of the big bands. Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, and Artie Shaw, who records one of the most popular hits of the big band era just 3 years after Eileen's graduation from high school. After graduating, Eileen tells her parents that she wants to continue her studies at university, but her parents feel that's not a suitable pursuit for a young lady. Had they consented to her request, her life would have unfolded in a much different fashion, because Eileen enrolls instead in the Hepburn's Business College. After graduating, she works for All Canada Radio. All Canada transfers her to Sarnia, Ontario. Eventually, she leaves All Canada for the Lambton Medical Center, where she becomes bookkeeper and secretary. The physician who owns the clinic is William Goldwyn Gray, Goldie to all who know him. Although he is 23 years her senior, an attraction begins to grow between Eileen and Goldie. They know some will be surprised, others might even be scandalized, but as the 50s unfold, they fall in love. So Eileen and Goldie are married, and she begins her next career, that of wife and mother. They move to Markdale, Ontario, and begin a family, 5 children in all, guiding them through their formative years, watching them grow to adulthood. Holidays are spent driving east, driving west, driving through the United States. They continue their jaunts until family duties call them home, not the children, who are going off on their own life adventures. Eileen takes on the responsibility of caring for her brother-in-law, then her mother, and ultimately her husband. In 1984, after 33 years of marriage, Goldie is taken from her. The next few months are a dark period as Eileen copes with the devastating loss.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you.
Gradually, Eileen's faith, her fortitude, and her family help her to come to terms with this new part of her life. and she continues to seize the day to the continuing admiration of her children, who cherish their mother, admire her passion for politics, for religion, for learning, for life itself. Eileen, on behalf of your daughter Barbara and the rest of your family, I'd like to wish you a very happy 85th birthday. With this special edition of the Musical Almanac, I'm Scott Walker.